Welcome to Holistic Wisdom, where we explore collaborative insights for a healthier world. We will bring together voices from many paths and wisdom keepers from diverse traditions. Each episode is a conversation at the crossroads of science and the natural world. Together, we explore what it truly means to thrive in a healthier environment. Whether you're here to learn, unlearn, or simply reconnect, Holistic Wisdom invites you into a space of curiosity, healing, and possibility. So here we are in December, and I feel like it's been months since I've talked to you, Brooke, but it hasn't been that long. But sounds to me like you got something to say today.
Been coming through the airport, you know, when you're in that TSA thing where you have to stick your hands up and the camera rows around you.
Yeah.
I could feel everyone else's, I could feel the energy of the people who had stood there before me.
Wow.
And for the first time ever, it was extremely clear that this was not my energy. It was theirs.
I could see it.
I could see the energy.
Wow. What did it look like?
Energy, black, dark. And it was anxiety. It was scare. It was fear. It was confidence. Wow. It was everything. But it was like everyone's energy was stuck in that thing. Now, see, the only thing I've seen before are dead people. I have seen dead people, but they're people. That's obvious. You couldn't sit here and tell me that's not what I saw, right? Mm-hmm. This is energy. And I've never seen energy before. And it was energy.
Wow.
And I could hear it and see it. And I was like, this, and I knew it wasn't mine, which when I've been sensitive in the past, I'm like, is that just me? Am I projecting all that?
Mm-hmm.
No, right. I knew without a shadow of a doubt, that's not my energy. And I was able to hold my energy in and relax and see their energy out there.
Wow.
And this all
happened in a matter of what, 30 seconds, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at most.
Yeah, which is always amazing when I've had those experiences. It's like in the movies where they slow everything down.
Because time really doesn't exist, and we can slow time down. We can bend time. I've done it many times. It's hard for me to do it intentionally, but when I've done it, I've done it. Usually it's when I'm in pure gratitude. Or very much just looking instead of like looking at life instead of being in life, you know, looking at it. Which is a very high state to be in, emotional state. So I was like, that was trippy. That was cool. That was weird. Okay, I'm getting a little, you know, I'm expanding here, you know. And then it wasn't right after that, I was telling my friend, hey, about a month ago, I heard Dolly Parton and Bunny XO. I heard them talking, and Dolly said, I can't remember her age, but she said, girl, whatever age it was, she's like, as long as God's giving me breath to breathe, I'm going to look my best every moment. And
awesome.
I had heard that before. And I was like, that's cute. I just love Dolly. Huh? But when I was telling my friend this, it landed so differently. And I just had this experience of the energy outside of my body and the energy in my body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, how rewarding and fun is that? To thrive and to be my best at every breath.
Yeah.
And when I sunk into that and my body lined up with it, the sights I started seeing, the visions I had 25 years ago were all coming back. And the people, my clients, they were filling in the grid. It was like how I'm going to help them and how I'm going to help them do what they're doing and how it's already built. And I just need to buckle in some pieces, all of that. So it was a shift of energy. Well, I had to expand to get the first shift, and I've been through this expansion. So it was an expansion, a shift of energy, a being able to be confident in my body of what I know and just saw and felt, open and sensitive enough to feel other energies. Looking at life differently within 15 minutes of that, not even within 5 minutes of that, having that comment. And then boom, these downloads started. This was all, by the way, like at 1:45 today. It's 5:15, so it's like four hours ago, 3.5 hours ago. So this is very new. So I'm gonna just kind of, that's a weird story. It sounds like three different stories in one. Oh, wait, there was a third. Nope, that was three. There was three different stories in one, but I don't think it was. I think I'm pretty confident it was not. It was one big story.
Sorry, sneezing. Wow.
Pull that one apart for me, Margie.
Well, that's what I'm kind of absorbing it all. Yeah, it's really amazing. I have felt so, it's like the synchronicities, the things that have been happening to me just in everyday life. It's like I'm being shown that like the veil is so freaking thin, right? So this is a weird story, but it's just sort of an everyday example. The other day, last week, I had to have some blood tests done and I went to my doctor. Anyway, long story short, I used to be able to go to the hospital because there was this great phlebotomist who could take blood really easily, blah, blah, blah. It's a fasting. The hospital's right down the street. Anyway, went there and they couldn't do it. They said, "We can't do it anymore. We're changing our policy." So I had to drive 45 minutes to go get my blood drawn by my doctor's wife, and she had just gotten her phlebotomy license, and I was her first patient. And I'm not real good at all of that, like
Like
getting
you
stuck.
don't, you mean you don't, you're not good with getting needles?
Well, I'm okay with needles in a little bit, but my blood doesn't pump.
Oh,
And
okay.
so if I go to somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, I end up with black and blue arms and they can't, I'm like a pin cushion. So anyway, but the long and the short of it is she drew my blood. It was all fine. And I left and this is a new procedure because usually the hospital does it. They're now doing it and they process it and send it off. And so when I left, kept getting this message, call and make sure that they send the test out. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to call them and insult them that way. Of course they're going to do that. That's their business. It's their doctors and that's what they do. And, why am I going to do that? And I kept getting told to do that. And I kept pushing it off. She called me yesterday and she goes, "I'm so embarrassed to tell you this. I forgot to send the blood test out." And I'm like, I knew it. I knew it. Like I said, it's like an everyday story, but those are the kinds of things that have been happening on a daily basis. Like, do this, and don't do it. And then I think, oh my God, I should have done that. Or whatever, all these synchronicities that are happening. So go ahead.
I've been experiencing that too. And I said to myself yesterday, I'm marking this moment so I can remember to come back and know that my intuition said this because I am like, whoa, I am hearing people before they say it.
Yes. 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 It's like, and the thing is that it's so, for me, it's so, it happens so often and but they're little things. They're not big aha moment things. So I forget about them. I sort of pass them off and it's become like a regular thing. And I don't really know what to do with it. Other than I'm being told, like, trust, just trust. Be really clear, listen. And the hard thing is you question, it's like, was that a message that I'm supposed to hear? Or was that just my brain telling me something? Like my brain just being busy. And how do you know what to listen to and what not to listen to? And I read this little article, which was really interesting because I was asking that question in my head. And then this article popped up that talked just about that. And it said the right message or the intuition, the message you're supposed to listen to is very clear, is very quiet, very succinct, very right there. The message that maybe your head spinning or your anxiety or whatever feels just like that. It feels weird. It feels anxious. It feels not pure and simple.
What I have noticed is when it's truly my intuition, it has no emotional attached to it. And when it has emotion attached with it, it's my brain. And some people will say, how do you know that what an intuitive feeling that you're going to, that this is going to happen and you got scared? Well, because it, the intuitive thing will come first with nothing. Then you may get scared. But if you see it and scared at the same time, that's just a fear popping up.
Well, I find that when I am in a pickle, when I'm in a tizzy, whatever, if I stop and say, you are exactly where you were supposed to be, like the clarity just comes through.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful. I've been experiencing this. Everything is happening for my highest good, the real trust in that, not just like saying it, but like actually believing it. And I had a money experience at the beach, and I was like, you know what? This is all working out for my highest good, whatever, it's going to be okay. And then I turn around and get a call from the United States Treasury. And it was about my SBA loans. And they had defaulted. And that now the $24,000 loan is $35,000. And now that it's with the Treasury, there's really only two options. You can pay it in lump sum of $34,000, or you can apply for financing, and it does require the average credit check and all that stuff, and pay it off in 3 months or something. Something still very aggressive. I didn't hear that part because I was no longer processing. I was just with the woman. I stood there and I was just saying, I mean, it was phone call back to back. Everything's working out for my highest good. It was almost like I was being really tested here. I don't believe in tests, really. I believe it's more like, okay, well, here's another thing, and continue testing. I mean, continue believing, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would call it a test because you're until you, my belief is until you get what you're supposed to get, you'll keep getting lessons to help you process that.
So I was sitting there and I told the lady, I did get emotional, and I said, hang on, I'm apologizing. Let me just process this for a second and I'll be fine. And turns out it was when a payment went from, they start you off on small payments and it went up. And when I went in, logged in, this was like almost a year ago. Well, it was at the beginning of this year, so almost a year ago. When I logged in and said it was behind, I wasn't sure. I called them, we worked it out and I got caught up. But apparently it triggers the IRS. And even though I've been on payments every since then, it was from back then, and they let you keep paying. It's kind of like a crazy system. So I was like, okay, interesting. Anyway, so long of the short of the matter, I'm like, this is working out for my higher good. I don't know how. Maybe it means I'm going to make a million so I can pay this 34,000 off in no time. Who knows what it means? I'm not here trying to figure out what it means, but I'm going to really sink into, I'm trusting this is working out for my highest good. And so I proceeded to say, I'm not able to do the financing of this. We got to figure something out. And when we talked about why I couldn't do the financing and where it was, she's like, I don't understand why you owe this. I think we need to make a phone call based on what you just said. I said, okay. So we made the phone call. I come back and Margie, the entire thing is wiped away. The entire $34,000 is gone. Because it got wrapped up in the they wrapped up in the financial thing that I had done way back in October of last year, and they put it underneath that and swept it away. I was like, holy wow. There was a misunderstanding of who really was personally responsible for that. Was it my business or was it me personally? And when they got that in clarity, they put it under my personal finance cleanup and it wiped it away.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so Let's go back to what you started with. So, you had this wow moment, this wow thing that happened, and it was all in a very short amount of time, and it was coming back from, like strange vacation,
It was
right?
on it.
And it was on the vacation. Yeah. But it was not a vacation. It's not like you went and you were like meditating and you got all this clarity and space around you so that you could get messages in or get this download. And suddenly you're in the airport and this is happening. So why is it happening?
Because I'm learning to trust myself. I'm learning to trust God and myself, the universe. I'm learning to trust the processes. If I had one common thing among all the stories we started with, it's trusting that trusting.
Yeah.
It's there's a knowingness more than a trust. And I used to be real clear on this years ago. Knowingness is one of the highest levels to be in. It's a knowingness. There's not you don't have to trust when you know, because
Right.
trusting still means I'm not real sure, but I believe you. So it's really a knowingness. This is working out for my highest good. I don't know how yet, and it may not look good. It may look like I have to come up with $34,000 in 3 months, but
Well, it's all wiped out.
I know that whatever I have to go through to make this right will end up being for my highest good.
My experiences have been lately that whatever I want to have happen that I truly trust and believe, and in other words, I plant the seed and I walk away and I don't go back and go, oh, I wonder if that's going to happen. I completely forget about it and it blossoms. It comes true. Everything. Like if I want a relationship to change. It's not, I mean, everybody has free will, right? So it's not like I can make people be different, but somehow these relationships are just, it's really the message to me is what you have to, I have to be what I want to have come to me. So I've been getting a lot of, like if that's what you want, then be that. Be in that and be that, and that will change the experience of other people around you.
So that was actually the next biggest thing that happened to me in the last 24 hours with what you just said. So I have been leaning into come from the version within, be the version you want to be. I have talked through clients with that. I
Yeah,
understand
we,
the
yeah,
concept for a
that's,
long time.
yeah, exactly. I mean, we talk
But
it.
what you're saying is more of the in deeper integration of this. And this is
Yeah.
what happened to me. So again, this is again something that happened a few weeks ago. And just to in the last 24 hours, this is what happened. This is how I saw it. So Bashar, are you familiar with Bashar?
No.
Okay, he's a channel. He's Daryl, somebody who channels Bashar.
Okay.
And he has a
How do you
thing,
spell
Bashar.
it? Okay.
And he has a thing that he's channeling his higher self from 200 years or so many years in the future. He was talking about when you're in pain and when you're struggling with expansion and personal growth, it's because you're not being who you're wanting to be. You're not coming from, well, let me slow this down one notch. It's because you are allowing yourself to believe that thinking like you've been thinking is better for you than thinking like the new you. So, for example, I said this very eloquently earlier. Now I'm struggling with it. So, for example, if it is such a struggle and painful for me to work at, then I can't be coming from the new version of me. I'm coming from the new version of me and she works out. Well, if you're coming from the new version of you, there's no pain in that version. The version you're wanting to be does not carry pain. So if you're carrying pain, you are not coming from that version. Okay.
Yep.
And I saw The deeper integration of, oh, so let's take the working out example. As I'm, the pain of working out is me actually letting go of who I've been and how I've been. And the quicker, not or the better, the deeper I process that, then I can start coming from her, from the girl I'm wanting to be. Because the girl I'm wanting to be doesn't carry pain. She's already working out. She's already doing her thing. She's already eating healthy. She's already being who she is. She has a knowingness that this is okay. She's not struggling. And through working out, I'm struggling because I'm shedding the identity of who I've been and who I'm becoming. And it was such an clear moment for me that because what happened was I put myself there and I felt that there's a knowingness that there's no problem here. I don't really have a struggle of working out. And now I'm just like eager to go. I've moved my body while I was there. I couldn't sit down. I was doing the things like I used to do when I was healthy and I was stretching in the corners of the airport. Like, and I didn't even mean to. I didn't even put effort into it because it was naturally who I started to become. And I'm like, okay, that was a much deeper integrated level of exactly what I've been hearing. And you just said it. I knew you and I today were going to see eye to eye, girl. I
We
knew we
always
were on the
do.
same page.
We always do.
We're always there. That's right.
So, interesting what you were talking about. So my experience recently was around some emotional stuff that basically boiled down to not feeling safe in my body. And so I talked through this, kind of meditated, and the message that I got was, because you hear about affirmations and saying, I am safe in my body. I did, try to do some tapping and stuff. I am safe in my body. And the message was like, fuck that. I don't feel safe in my body. There are certain times when I don't feel safe in my body because I've had a lot of physical experiences in my life that have challenged me. And so what it boiled down to for me was actually admitting that no, I do. There are times when I do not feel safe in my body, and there are times when I do feel safe in my body. And I had to go to those times, and sort of reach into those times when I do feel safe in my body. And I had to really kind of say, okay, when are those times? Let's go there, and be there. And so the point I'm getting at is sometimes it's a matter of admitting, like meeting the pain and saying, yeah, I am this strong woman, and there is no pain where, in this woman that I want to become. But sometimes I think you can set yourself up for failure if you reach too far without and skip over the pain part, because
100%.
the physical pain of working out is you can't ignore. It's like if you haven't been working out and you start working out, your muscles are going to go, wait a minute, right?
And I'm not going to be able just to step into her who doesn't feel pain because there's been, I have to clean up something. I wouldn't be in the position if there was nothing to clean up. So like, and so the message is in the pain. So when we slow down and hear the message, it can go super fast. We might not even have to process the message as much as we have to see it and feel it go through. But to ignore it and just push through, push through, push through, it's gonna not go leave the body. We might get a temporary result, but it's false. It's a false temporary result, right? And I have been thinking of that as well. Like, there's a lot of message in this. If it hurts for me to start moving, like I know I want to be moving, there are messages in there. And I have been processing like a freaking rock star this year. So I know, I think it's all stuck in my body. And that's where I am because I am emotionally and energetically like freaking rock star right now. And my body is like, what about me? What about me? I'm holding it all together. I'm holding, and all these signs, like another sign in the last like 4 or 5 days, I read a client who wrote a message to someone and said, it was about dieting. And she said, I wasn't addicted to dieting. I was addicted to shrinking. And immediately I thought, well, and then I saw that I was addicted to being heavy and have too much weight on me. And I translated it in that moment. I was like, I'm addicted to carrying everything for everyone. And I'm like, carrying everything, everyone. That's what this is all about. Carrying it all for everyone. And I could just go, Atlas shrugged, and just come out from underneath that and just be like, that's enough. It is my turn now to carry it for myself only. And that is safe. People will still love me. People still do, that too. I mean, this has been a week of like the veil is thin and stuff is downloading like crazy.
And absolutely. I mean, it's all about, we talk about on almost every episode, it's about allowing the space in between. Because as long as you're as long as you're busy, 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 you're never going to get the time to download that stuff, to hear that stuff, to the veil can be non-existent. But if you're going at the speed of sound, light, or whatever, you're whizzing right past it. And
Very true.
clearly, right now, we're getting the message that we need to listen. We need to really download this stuff because it's the stuff is happening now and it's real important stuff. And if you whiz by it and you're not downloading this stuff right now, you may end up in the abyss, you know?
So that leads me into, I thought this was going to be a different conversation, but we've kind of almost hit onto it a couple times. So I'm going to go with it. Okay. And we'll just call this a windy conversation. But I felt like I felt truth yesterday. Another day, this is happening, right? I heard something that it was that I felt. I said, that's what truth feels like right there. That was in my body. It felt like truth. I felt truth go through my body and I said, that's what truth feels like.
Oh, that's
And
really cool.
the anchoring and holding on to that feeling is how I know I need to line up my voice with, right? Because I'm all about alignment. My podcast is all about alignment and being in alignment, and not just energetically, it's all for your business, but I can sniff out when people in companies, a team, when someone's out of alignment, whether it's their position, their role, they've worked too much, they're underpaid. I can sniff out. I'm a great team sniffer outer. And we get them in alignment really quick. The clients I've grown with that we've built teams together, I just really can keep my feel on the vibe to keep a very healthy relationship with all the employees. And when I felt this truth come over me, I was like, that is so big. Have you ever heard of Candace Owens?
Sounds
She's
familiar,
like a
but I can't
podcast.
say.
She used to be, from what I understand, she used to be like in the Liberal Party, and then she moved over with Trump, and then she moved away as in neither. Okay. And she was a huge or a big supporter and great friend with Charlie Kirk. And she's an African American woman who really took up a lot for Charlie. Now, she had left that organization a year ago. There's a lot of controversy right now over what happened to Charlie, and I tell you what, I wasn't intentionally listening. And then I became intentional about my listening because it was playing around me, all of these back and forth and going around. And I just happened to be in the environment. And when a truth bomb came out, I felt it in my gut that it was the truth. I didn't have to think, I wonder who's telling the truth. Can I believe her? Can I believe this person? How do you know what to believe? Because I don't believe the news or anything, right? And but when I felt that, I was like, that was the truth.
Wow.
That was the
Wow.
truth.
And what she was saying.
There was a thing that she was something she said that felt the truth. And I was able to use that and go through like social media feeds and just see like
So
the
what did
bullshit.
she say? What did she
I don't
say?
even remember. I don't
Oh,
remember.
wow.
It
Oh,
was
wow.
more about knowing what the truth felt like and the confidence behind that and what it felt like in my body. And, I've been saying about the IA with AI that you have to be tuned in, tapped on, so you know what's real and what's not. Because, my colleagues are cloning themselves and putting their voices and their faces, and I'm all about it. I love what they're doing with their businesses. But to remind people, just because you get a phone call from Brooke and I tell you I'm in jail, that does not mean it's true, right? Like, you have to, your gut, when you, it looks like Brooke, it's Brooke's phone number. But it's not Brooke, right? And so it's like your intuition has to be so tapped in, tuned on that you can tell when something's fake or not. And that was another thing that happened to me just in the last 24 hours is I felt what truth feels like. And I think my truth has been there. And then my confidence has kind of went away for the last few years, my 100% confidence in my truth, And it felt like that. It felt like the returning of home, but it was also like a gut punch in my throat, in my stomach. And
In
I
your
was like,
gut, yeah.
that is what we're going to work with. That's who we want to be. We want to be that knowing all the time.
Yeah, and I think that that comes from just being, I say it all the time, it's just from being, just allowing space, allowing the noise to go away so that if you let the noise go away, then the truth just eases in. It's very easy. It's very quiet. It's just there. There, like you say, there's no emotion. It's just like, whoosh, just comes in. The other day, I'm in real estate and I get this email from this person and they're interested in one of my listings and it's a $4 million listing, So of course I paid attention and she's like, oh, I'm really interested in this. She said, I'd like to, can we do a Google Meet? And I said, yeah, sure. She goes, that way I'll send you a link because that way I can pull my husband in. And there was something, this very nice woman, not anything weird, but there was something that came in and said, do not do that. And so I said, listen, I'm not really comfortable with that, with clicking on a link that I'm not familiar with. And she goes, no, this is just my Google Meet. I'm going to send it to you. So she sent it to me and I said, oh, Margie, you're just being, whatever, just do it. I was driven by the fact that it was a $4 million listing and I didn't want to give it up. And so she sent me this link and I clicked on it and it said you needed something you need to update. And I looked at it and again this voice came in and said, don't do it. There's something weird about this. So I emailed her back and I said, I'm not going to click on that link. And she started getting very insistent. Just do it. And I said, no. I said, look, I'll send you a link from my Zoom and we can do it that way and just tell me what your husband's email is and I'll include him. And she got very insistent that I do this. And I said, I'm not going to do it. And here I could feel myself going, this is a $4 million listing. I could really use this sale right now. And it's been a listing that hasn't had a lot of interest. So I could feel that start to fade away. Like, I don't care. I am not giving into this. I'm not letting the money, the f scarcity thing about money, and oh my God, if I don't do this, I'm missing an opportunity. And I just knew, and I said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm not comfortable. And she got very insistent. And then I said, this is the way it's going to go. I said, if you're interested, I'd be more than happy to talk to you about this property, but it's going to be through Zoom, or I'm happy to jump on a call. And I never heard from her again. It was like very clear to me, it was, that message kept coming through to me very clear,
Yeah, it's you like you said, it's the noise. It was noisy. And and one thing that I heard in the last 24 hours, I mean, I'm telling you, my last 24 hours has been one thing. I was like, I'm looking too, noticing what I'm noticing kind of thing, right? And another thing I heard is just what you said. This is insane how many synchronicities that are taking place just right here in this conversation. But I heard someone say, yeah, and it's not true when they have to repeat it and say it a lot. Because if they're trying to say, so and so did this, he did this, can you believe he did this? He did this. That it's usually not the truth. They're trying to get you to believe something. But when they just state the truth, you move on.
I lived with some friends for a while when I was in transition through a divorce, and their 14-year-old daughter, who was this great kid, but she was, and she never did anything wrong. But she got in with this girl, and I could tell that things were getting a little weird. And she came to me and she goes, I'm living at their house. And she comes to me and she goes, would you tell my parents that I'm going over to Crystal's and we're going to do our homework and we're going to go to bed early. And so, we're probably going to be in bed by 8:30. And she starts giving me all these details and I'm just looking at her and I said, no, you tell them. And she's like, no, come on. I gotta go. And they're working and I can't tell them. And I said, I'm not telling them that. And she's like, why not? And I said, because you're full of shit. And she's like, she got really mad, and she's like, ah, what? And I said, you're giving me too many details here. I mean, you could have just said, would you tell him I'm going to Crystal's, But she had to give me every single
Whole
detail.
story.
Yeah, the whole story. And I said, you're just trying to, yeah. But listen, Brooke, so I have to go.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you for having this conversation with me. Yeah.
I look forward to continuing it.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, but
Will.
welcome back.
Thank you. I'm excited. We'll
And
see you all. Listen to the next episode.
yeah, absolutely.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us on Holistic Wisdom. Help us grow this community by subscribing and leaving a review. Your support helps others discover these rich conversations. Until next time, stay curious, stay healthy, and keep connected.